Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, really healthy people, and darn sexy ones, too. Hello, my friends. Happy Easter, happy Passover, happy new beginnings. Isn't that where we're at? Everywhere in the world, happy new beginnings. If you choose to hold your perspective there, of course. It's a day of stories, of rising up, and no limitations, and all possibilities. What love can do, the power of faith, all the things that we know are in this story of Easter today. So, you know, my wish for all of us is that we are the Christ energy that rises up within ourselves and comes forward as our authentic selves to create a new hope and a new knowing and a new way of creating in this beautiful world of ours. I want to talk. Well, let's just take a moment and claim that for all energy, huh? That all energy and all energy between energy, those were some weird words, are rising up into a new beginning, into a new awareness that we've always lived in, but we are now embracing and welcoming. We are open to the world of all possibilities today, and we claim this for ourselves and for all energy, and so it is. I want to talk again a little bit about mass consciousness, guys. We really have to be doing our due diligence around staying conscious, choosing where we want to be in every moment. The collective consciousness, as you know, is being permeated with fear and doubt and the focus is being pulled considerably toward where we do not want to put our attention. So please do the work you know. Be the leader that you are. Choose to hold your focus on love, health, wellness, knowing that all is good. Put your attention on that and hold your focus on that, because if you're not doing that consciously, the fear and the unknowing of the mass consciousness can really seep into your energy. Just because energy is looking for a direction, right? They're not out to get you, any of that BS stuff. But we do want to, and we do want to hold our attention on the things that we know create the life that we want, love and joy, and health and wellness and money flow and staying in our knowing. That's all part of love and joy, right? Okay, so we are claiming for all of us and all energy that we have, we accept, and we experience the power of self-creation of tension and focus on the positive, on love, on health and wellness, and rising up into all possibilities. Claiming the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light for all energy for these things. And so it is. Yeah, guys, I hope you are signed up for the emails. You know, I'm sending out a daily one Monday through Friday, and the people who are getting them are really, really enjoying them. I'm getting so many lovely emails about how it just kind of helps us keep on track, and that's what we need right now. We need to come together in any way we can to really hold each other in that rising up state. The more you can surround yourself and remind yourself and live in the knowing of how to create energy and self-responsibility and the joy and the love around that, the more help you give yourself. So I hope you'll join us in the emails, listen to the shows. There's so much information that comes in between private sessions, guys. The webinar, speaking of private sessions, is April 22nd at 6 o'clock this time. So many of you on the East Coast asked me if I could make it an hour earlier, and hey, we're all off. We're sitting here. Why not? So it will start at 6 p.m. I've already worked with 2 to 3 people on the private sessions around what we're going to do on the webinar. And again, it's always an eye-opener to me to see the part of the creation process that each individual person is falling out on, and how most of the people I'm working with, they know it, they understand it, they get it, and they don't really understand about becoming the frequency of it. So I hope you will join us on April 22nd. Again, if you cannot afford it, please email Lauren or me at imdwallace.com. We will work out something for you. I ask everybody to pay something, even if it's $5, because I know that's how energy works, is you exchange energy in every way, and money's just another way we exchange energy. It's also another way of saying, you know what, I'm worth this. I'm worth finding this and doing this for myself. So, again, that's April 22nd. I can't go to the calls yet. All right. Well, what are we supposed to, going to the sheets? Hold on. Going to a core belief. This page here. 5, 6, 7. No matter what I do, it's not going to work, so I might as well give up on everything. Well, that's probably how a lot of the world feels right now. And what does that represent? That you don't have any control. And what did the channel tell us? That the core of this disease was I have no control. The energetic core of it. So we're all coming together right now to claim direct command that no matter what I do, everything works, and I follow through on all of it because I know it works. That's my choice. That's my command to all energy, for all energy. Oh, so we are directing all energy to know and experience that no matter what it does, energy works with its own direction. So we are directing it through love and joy, health and wellness, prosperity, money abundance, beautiful, blessed relationships in every subject of our lives. Invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. Now I can go to the calls. I just love it when they do that, you know. I love it. I love it. I love it. All right, we're going to Eileen in Brooklyn. Hi, baby.
Hi.
What's up?
I'm glad you must have smelled something burning.
Oh, did that apply, darling?
Oh, yes.
Well, that's why we're here. You know, when we come together, we bring it in. What can we do
for
you?
Yeah, I mean, I did really well up until today, and then I got up and I just melted down. I just had a meltdown.
Well, did you ask yourself why?
Yeah, I did.
Well, what was the answer?
The answer was that I didn't feel that I was empowered.
Yep,
with choice.
I have no control.
Right.
Okay, well, that you don't want to be going there because you know you have all the control of your reaction. You have
right.
control over directing your energy. Right?
Well, I do. Yeah.
Well, you don't create for other people, baby. They're here to learn their own lessons. But that's why the channel just had us do this for all energy. Guys, I'm going to say this to you all again. Energy receives the direction without you verbally saying anything out loud. If you want to connect to another person that you can't see right now, connect with their energy, direct what you want on behalf of them. Tell their energy, I'm holding peace and love and joy, health and wellness for you. I see you as perfect and divine and healthy. Okay, their energy will get that. It will get it enough for their subconscious. This is a true statement. Yep. I'm asking the right question. Yep. It will get it. They will get it in their energetic being enough that their subconscious can then remind them of the truth. So, again, you can connect with all energy in the world and do the same thing. That's why I'm imploring all of you, you know the work, do it now. Do it for the sake of all other energy, starting with yourself. There's really nothing else I'm getting, Eileen. It's just you got up today and you forgot. And, you know, we're all kind of trying to adapt today. This is the first day in, I think, over 30 years I haven't had 25 or 30 people here for Easter dinner. You know, and I'm feeling very blessed that my daughter and her guy are coming for Easter dinner. I'm going to set the table with all the good china like I usually do. I put the big, you know, leaf in, so they're going to be all the way down on one side end and we're going to be all the way down on the other. But you know what? I'm counting my blessings that I've got that much.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, for me it's self-isolating and it's very difficult.
All right, is there somebody that you can FaceTime with, Eileen?
No.
Do you have a phone that can FaceTime?
No, I don't have. I would need an iPhone for that. But I can do something similar on Messenger.
Okay. So I would sit down and think of. See, because what so many of us go to, guys, is, well, who's going to contact me? Who's going to come see me? Who's going to, right? No. Who do I get to contact today and give some love to? Who would love to hear from me? Where can I raise somebody else up? Any way that you can connect right now, like calling in. They insisted that I take your call first. And now I know why. Because you're representing what a lot of us, well, probably everybody in the world right now, if they're adhering to the rules, is going through this feeling of isolation. And Eileen, you know you never are really isolated.
I
you
know.
can connect with energy. Look, you want to message me? I'd love to look at your pretty face and say hi later. Okay?
Thank you.
You bet. We love you, sweetheart. And you got a community around you here, all right?
Thank you.
All right, sweetheart. Yeah, it's a good lesson for everybody, guys. For everybody. Okay, where are we going? Bridget in Colorado?
Happy Easter, Dee.
Thank you, darling. What's up?
I wanted to say happy Easter first and foremost.
Oh, thank
you. It's always a wonderful celebration. I'm here having springtime in the Rockies, and that means snow today.
Yeah, I heard.
After 70 degrees yesterday, but it was a beautiful day. I wanted to give you confirmation. I can now walk on my ankle.
Oh.
I'm in a hilly neighborhood, and last week I walked twice up and down.
Wonderful, baby. Good creating,
mobile
dude.
In almost 2 years. It's been almost 2 years of working with this. And now there's more of me I have to fix now because I've been so immobile for so long.
Okay,
but,
so let's shift that perspective a little.
Okay.
Away from fixing me to allowing myself to experience and celebrate my full physical potential.
Okay.
Okay.
I just was so active, and now it's been a huge
And now you're more
difference.
Active than you've been in
and
2 years.
Yep.
Yeah,
and
I want
I'm...
you to keep bringing your brain back to the positive, Bridget.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
So I did hills, I did downhills. Now, you know, I had to do it slow, but I did it.
But you did it, baby. That's awesome.
And I did a second day, and I'm doing it without being able to go to the chiropractor, and, you know. But
yeah,
I'm doing
you
it.
Should be celebrating. That's a new beginning if I ever heard one.
Yes, ma'am. So I'm excited for all of that and proud of me.
And, well, you should be.
You know,
that's great.
Rehab time now and getting it all back to what it knows it can do.
Remember that all starts inside you first.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And then the rehab's going to mean a lot more physically. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Thank
All right,
you.
My love. Thank you.
Love you.
Oh, my God. I love you, too. That's just amazing to hear. That's awesome. Kirk, happy Easter, my friend.
Happy Easter. Thank you again for all you do for us and creating this community.
No, you're well. Thanks for being a part of it for so long, Kirk. You've been a member of this community for, gosh, how many years now? Almost since the beginning, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, a couple of decades.
And we should. I want to let everybody know that Kirk and his partner are making masks. They sent me some pictures of their mask assembly line. They're making masks for people and doctors and everybody that needs them. So thanks for, you know, taking your art and putting it out in a whole new way that the world needs right now, Kirk. That's great.
Thank you. Genevieve is right here. We're both on speaker.
Hi, Dave.
Oh, hi, sweetheart. And thanks to you, too. I love those pictures. Thank you. What can we do for you, Kirk?
You nailed it at the opening, but I'll personal experience. I started to go into reaction. I was concerned about finances, and then I did the work the other night and said I got back into a focused approach.
Yeah,
and I've been I woke up the next day more confident, more in a problem-solving mode, and it's been working.
I'm telling you guys, if you would just breathing exercise 10 minutes every day, it will do so much to keep you balanced right now. So much. And next week, each of the daily emails is dedicated to a different attribute. And then at the end of the week, I bring it all together, getting ready for the webinar. So I invite you to read all the, you know, the daily emails that come out next week also. But that's exactly they're saying, Kirk, that's what happens is we relax and then we kind of go, gosh, I wish I could have Easter dinner and I wish I could do, and gosh, this is so different this year. And we start allowing our energy to move further toward the toilet. And then the mass consciousness, it's kind of like a black cloud, you know, just wafts through the window and goes, well, hey, Kirk's a little down today. I'll see if I can't envelop Kirk in my mass feeling here. And that's all that's going on if you're staying conscious, guys. So good for you, Kirk. Yep, good for you. And I want to just go in real quickly. I think I saw this on a news feed, and I think it's incredibly valuable, especially for those of you that have any kind of respiratory issues at all of us right now. It's this doctor, and she did this little podcast or whatever the hell you call them. Active Cycle of Breathing, it's called. And you probably can Google and find it. The Active Cycle of Breathing. Dr. Friedman is her name. F-R-I-E-D, I think. M-A-N. And it's what all the nurses are using with the COVID patients to open up their lungs. And I found it incredibly informing and informational. And it reminded me a lot of our breathing exercise. So they want to remind you, too, that most of your lungs are in the back. So if you're having any kind of breathing problems, you don't want to lay on your back, right? You want to sit up and do some deep breathing things, and then, well, they go through the whole thing. Chris Cuomo, you know, he's been in the hospital or in confinement with it also, and he's continued to do his shows and document it for everybody, and he was talking about a breathing exercise that his doctor had him sit up and do immediately. And he also talked about his doctor saying, you've got to take control. You've got to get as mad as hell, I'm not going to take this anymore. And get up and do these exercises and start telling your body to heal. Well, what does that sound like, guys? Kind of sound familiar to what we do? You know, I just want you to do it. Just do it, as Nike says. Just, that probably came from me and I didn't even know it. All right, Kirk, do you need me to address anything else with you, baby?
I just wanted to share what has been the most powerful thing for us, and it's an extension of your initial coronavirus webinar you did for everyone. We're emphatically telling people, get enough rest, avoid the processed sugar, and lower your stress. And our addendum to that is cut back on your news intake, increase your intake of comedy, music, and art.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
We are being, and we've been behaving like six-year-olds. While we're sewing the masks, we are having so much fun and joy. We are grateful to have the talent, skill, and materials to do this. And we are just like playing and being silly. And I'll tell you, if Genevieve is feeling a little off, we just do a little laugh. We're able to go for a walk around here. And it really makes a difference on your immune system.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Joy and love. And science will tell you, music, you know, and what it does for the brain, art, what it does for the brain. And what you're talking about, in a nutshell, Kirk, is I'm choosing to focus my energy on the positive instead of the negative. And when I choose to hold my attention on the positive and keep my focus there, my brain shifts, my energy shifts, and I create a different perspective in my life. That's exactly what the work is about, and there is, again, no greater time to do it than now. So absolutely, thank you for that reminder, Kirk.
Thank you.
Love you guys so much.
Love you too.
Love you too.
All right, we're going to Khalil in Virginia. Hi, you're on, I hope.
Hi. Sorry about that.
No, go ahead, sweetheart.
I was wondering what good you see coming up as far as me going on trips and stuff like that and what I need to do.
Okay, so Khalil, not a psychic, I'm a channel. I can tell you there are two things you need to get into alignment. First, your timing is a little bit off because traveling right now, you're not in alignment with. The world isn't
right.
In alignment with. So and this is for everybody, guys, they want to tell you that if something that you're wanting to create doesn't appear to be manifesting right now, it's not you. It's the timing of the world that needs to get in alignment for the possibility is always there happening, but the probability of it showing up physically, you're going to have to give it a couple of months longer than you usually would. Okay. That's the first part. The second thing is I've got a core belief. Oh, you don't see how it can be possible, Khalil. And that's not your job. Your job is to feel into the joy and the freedom of all this traveling.
Okay.
Every day, just I am traveling. Not I'm going to travel, because that puts it in the future. And where do we create everything? Right here in this moment.
Right.
So I am free. I am traveling. Oh, my God, it feels like love and joy. And the more you create that right now, the sooner physically, when all this opens up, you can experience it. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so guys, this is the time you're planting your seeds. This is the time you're saying to the universe, we are creating this right now. So that when everything balances out, and the whole universe, remember, is seeking balance. When all of this balances out, you will have done the work that allows the physical manifestation of what you want to be there. Got it?
Yes.
Great question, Khalil. Thank you. Welcome.
Thank you.
You bet. Lena, I haven't talked to you for a while. What's up, baby?
Hey. I feel like I'm in the same pattern.
Well, then get out of it. Then
yes.
Get out of it, Lena. What's the pattern, first of all? Tell me what the pattern is. If you said that, you must know what it is.
finances, believing in myself.
Well, that doesn't make any sense. What's the pattern that you keep playing out that keeps giving you what you don't want?
The lack of connection with other people. Like all my finances have fallen out. I have a job, but I haven't been working because because it's a restaurant and only 4 or 5 people are working every day.
Okay, have you submitted your name for any of the stimulus stuff or unemployment?
No, I can.
Well, okay, hold on. And everybody, this happens in almost every private, so I'm going to use you, Lena, if that's okay.
That's correct.
This is what we all do. It's not happening. And I say, are you doing? And you say, no. So what you just said to me, baby, was, I need more money. I need to get my finances in shape. And I said to you, have you taken 2 of the biggest steps you can take right now to create that? And you told me no. Well, that's the pattern. And that's the pattern with all of us, guys, with all of us, that we have to objectively stand back and going, my God, it's like Who Moved My Cheese? I don't know if you guys know that book, but it's, you know, a rat, once they learn where the cheese is, they just keep going back to the same place. And if the scientists move the cheese, they're so stuck in doing the same pattern that they'll starve to death. Well, we're smarter than that, guys. If the game changes, you play the new game. The game of this life has changed. We've got to adapt. Remember 2 years ago, the channel said, everybody has to learn to adapt. Those of you that cannot adapt are not going to thrive. Well, I'm looking at it going, that's pretty right on, isn't it? I'd like to point out also, guys, that for those of you that remember the coronavirus webinar, I said, the channel said, it has something to do with global warming. And now, all of these reports on the news feed in the last week, they're tying global warming and pollution and how many people, they're tying all of it, starting to tie all of it with the virus. Everything is interconnected, guys. Everything. Interconnected, and that means we're interconnected. So, Lena, before you go to bed tonight, you're going to go on. You're going to find every way that you can sign up for the stimulus. It's made for people like you, honey, to help get you through. It's made for people like all of us to help get us through this time. So, utilize what the universe has waiting for you. And those are the highest words. Hold on, and we're all supposed to claim that right now. Wow. I am. Everybody join me. I am utilizing.
Utilizing.
Hold on, I'm waiting for the words. All the energy. That the universe supplies me for my creation in a positive way through divine love. And so it is. Wow. I just want you to feel into that. I am utilizing every bit of energy that the universe supplies for me through divine love for my positive creation. And so it is. Wow. Thanks for bringing that one in, Lena, that's huge. That was a big one. Okay. again, Lena, the best thing you can do right now is get up every day and go, how can I? This is what I want. How can I? What step can I take today? What can I do today to create this? Okay?
Okay. Got it.
All right, baby. Yes. Thank you for bringing that in. Wow. Yep. You know, guys, you can't just sit there. You got to use the energy through direction. Mika in Oregon. Did I say your name right?
Oh, yes, Dee. You know
I thought I did.
Well. Thank you.
All right, baby. What can we do for you?
Hey, Dee, so good to hear you. I don't have a question, but I have a big insight that I want to share with you quick.
Oh, goody. Sure.
Yep. And I just want to say thank you for sharing the work, doing what you've done, because you've laid a big, huge groundwork. You're doing this for all of us. And what I see right now, with this global event, there's a big door that's opened that we can all step through effortlessly and joyfully, do the work that you've been supporting us with, the groundwork. So, and I feel this huge freedom, and I feel like it's easier to put the work into practice now with this door open on a collective. And it's amazing. You know, like before this global event, it was like, okay, I'm trying to get it and I'm doing it. And it was like, you know, trying. And now this door swing open and I can do it.
I get a big yes on that, baby cakes. And you can do it because you're choosing to do it.
Yeah.
And you see, as soon as you choose and commit, then that door opens, Mika. So,
well, I am.
Yep, you are. I get a big yes on that. And I'm inviting all of you, open the door and walk through into this new world of all possibilities. Rise up in the light of you. Thank you for that, sweetheart. Love you.
Thank you, Dee. Love you.
Thank you, Dee. This is Paul. Thanks so much.
Oh, hi, Paul. Thanks. Happy Easter, guys. Love you, guys.
Happy Easter.
Thank you. Oh, how sweet. Oh, that gave me a big old smile here. Lisa in Chicago, you're on.
Hey, Dee, happy Easter.
Thank you, darling.
Okay, so I have a question about birds, more specifically pooping birds. So just about a week and a half ago, I was at my kitchen window and a cardinal flew up, landed on a branch, pooped, and flew off. Then I go to help out my ex's parents because no one else is in town. They need the groceries. And I go up to the front door, and there's just bird poop everywhere, and it's a covered area. And he tells me that a robin has been coming up just sitting on the door handle and pooping nonstop. So who's trying to send me a message, and what is it? And then I heard to hear birds chirping in the morning. Like, I think it's funny. I feel like it's someone who's crossed, who is – just like wanting me to laugh or have fun or let me know that they're here with me. Like, I'm not taking it something negative. I'm laughing. It's hysterical.
Well, I swear to God, this is the sentence the channel gave me. What they're trying to tell you is look at the birds and not at the poop.
Okay. All right.
Which is kind of a really great, simple analogy. You have these beautiful birds coming up to you, which is my symbol of God, by the way.
Okay.
And you're focused on all the poop. And and your in-laws are very focused on the poop. Is that true?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a very difficult situation for them. Mm-hmm.
So the more you can help them focus on the birds, maybe, you know, sometimes the channel gives me, well, it's happening more and more and more, pictures. And they're saying it would be nice if you put a nice bird feeder out in the yard. For them, so that, and for you. But then they could focus on the birds, the poop wouldn't be on their porch, And and it would help shift their perspective, just that little gesture.
That's a beautiful idea. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, my channel lives to serve. but the big message is, what's good that we can focus on? Where's the good? Where's the beauty? You know, when I take Freedom for her hour gratitude walk every day, I do, believe it or not, I meditate with this in the morning with the breathing exercise. But when we're walking, I'll take a deep breath and I'll breathe out and go, I am health and wellness and money, and it sounds like these birds singing to me, right? So that in that moment, you connect the beauty and the freedom and the love with the very thing you're claiming that you are.
Okay.
And then the brain can really go to work for you. You understand?
Okay. Yeah, I do. And your breathing exercise helps tremendously. If ever I'm into a mindset I don't want to be in, or when I wake up in the middle of the night, I just get completely relaxed, go right back to sleep doing it.
Good. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm telling you guys, it's changed my life in so many different ways. So many different ways. So just do it. Just do it.
Just do
it. All right.
Thank you,
Dee. Lisa. Thank you, sweetheart. And happy birding.
Okay.
Happy birding, Tina, New Mexico. This looks like a Skype thing, so I hope it works. Tina, are you there?
Oh, hi, ma'am. I listened before. I'm glad I got in. I love your advice, and I'm going to do some today. As a matter of fact, I'm quarantining. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter, sweetheart. Happy Bunny Day. What can we answer for you?
Yeah, I have a question, please. In love and peace and harmony, because, I do believe in that, and it does work, and it's proven. There was a gentleman that I sent through the heart, you know, gratefully, and he yesterday he was totally somebody else, and but we've been at it for 11 months, and I'm hoping to God that he changes his behavior, not to forget them all the moments for 1 year, just for someone interfering and giving lies. So I will be sending the intention like that, and you can advise me to clear that.
Well, first of all, we don't clear anything; we redirect it. We used to use that term, Tina. But energy is here forever and has been forever. So we're never going to get rid of energy, but we do redirect the energy towards what we want. Do you understand?
Oh, yeah. You're right about that. You're right.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr.
Okay. The channel wants you to know that he's just being overwhelmed with this mass consciousness fear. And fear easily turns into anger, Tina. Under anger is always fear or grief. Always. So he's grieving about whatever this was that somebody told him. But I get he does know ultimately it's not the truth. But he's, kind of weak right now. Because of his fear. And it's another reason why we need to stay vigilant. So, you know, you cannot create for another person. However, if you get quiet and go within and intend to connect with his energy, you see, you just did it. You just connected with his energy. It's that easy. And just spend time sending him love, sending him joy, saying, I'm standing in truth with you. You know that I love you and I cherish you. And whatever you want to say to him, his energy will get that. That is more powerful than verbally arguing with him or trying to explain anything to him right now. Do you understand?
Yes, interesting.
Okay. Well, my energy is connecting with yours right now, right?
Yeah, I feel it through my heart. I start to get warmer. Wow.
Yeah. So, again, guys, don't think you have to be with someone to communicate your love or your holding them in the highest. Okay? You don't. But you do have to live in the intention and take the action of consciously sending them the love and the joy and the positive messages that you wish for them. Their energy absolutely receives it. Okay?
I will do all of that. And can I throw in one last thing?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. Where he said, because the lady who is not, and I in life she always rule darkness, but I want to know if I'm able to go back over there where he's at. Because you just said it, you aim it, miscommunication because of fear. She became very hostile, threatening, and other things, so he's feeling that way. And I spoke in the light to the owner and told him exactly what she's doing. And first, I hope a solution because I it's not his fault for someone.
Okay, Tina.
Sorry,
this really, well, it really is a private half-hour session because there's so much information here. And I need you to ask in one sentence what your question is. One sentence.
Yes, am I able to go back to where he's at to perform my essential duties?
That's not the right question. Hold on, please. The right question is, do you think you are? And right now you don't think you are. So they would like you to take about a week and do the exercise that they just gave you of sending everybody in that house love and joy and peace, and especially balance, Tina. Balance, guys. Remember, all of nature is always looking for balance. We are always looking to bring everything back into balance. And that's the biggest word for you, Tina. And the biggest gift you can give them is holding them in a place of balance. And then you will be able to go back because you will have reset yourself with that intention. Do you understand?
Oh, yes, ma'am. And I'm feeling the healing. I am going to do that.
Okay. All right. Let us know, okay? You just can't be in fear and create going back harmoniously. The two things don't match. Do you understand?
Okay. Don't.
Okay. Thank you, baby. Thank you. All right. Anne in California, you're on.
Hey.
Hi, babe.
Hi.
Yeah, happy Easter.
My quick question. Yay, I love Easter. My quick question is, my hands, with all the hand washing, my eczema is flaring up. And what is the energetic of skin, of eczema? And it's also in my whole dad side of the family, you know, mine, and how it relates to that family.
Okay, definitely your dad is the key in. Your dad's side of the family is the key in. But the larger thing is masculine energy. So we're going to, boy, my pendulum just took off. So we're going to your masculine energy. Now, let me review for everyone. In every creation, the masculine and the feminine have to be in balance and then come together to create the creation, just like a baby. So what I'm hearing is that you are, they're showing me, you know, your hands up with the palms out like you're trying to hold somebody away. Do you get that visual?
Yes.
Okay. That you are holding away your masculine side, which is your power side for your creation. Okay. So I would direct my day
every... Which is the way I was taught. Yeah, that's the way I was taught, and now I am conscious of it for sure, and I understand that completely. Yeah.
Okay, good. So you want to, I am the power of my balanced masculine feminine energy. Okay.
Oh, I feel that. Boom. I feel that like, bam, a stake in the ground.
That's yep. Good. Okay. Now, hold on. They are taking me to the body book. EX, right? God,
yes.
I'm an English teacher. I'm embarrassed I even just said that.
ECX, yeah.
ECX, okay.
Or EXC, yeah.
Well, tell me how to spell it. Hold on a minute. Yeah, I think it's EC when I look at it in my... Hold on, because these books are really... Here it is. They have a lot of hurt individuality. Hurt individuality, which was caused by a don't be you injunction. In other words, don't be the power that you are, which is exactly what we just came up with before we went to the book. So... that's what it's about. Also, I just happened, you should check this on Snopes because I didn't have time, but there was a thing that came across, you know, I've got a lot of people on healing emails that send me stuff all the time, from a doctor about a honey mixture to use because we're all washing our hands so much.
Yes. Probably Manuka honey.
I don't know. You'll have to research it. I don't want to give out.
Sure.
You know, but I, when I test it, is that the right question? I do get that there's something to it. Also, you know, you can buy any kind of cortisone cream over the counter, and that will help with your eczema also.
Yes, I am living with that. So, yeah, I would like all other ones too, alternatives. So, thank you.
But the core, energetic core, you know, I'm not a doctor, but the energetic core is you've had your power of you, your authentic power of the God of you, squelched.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, this is a lot of past life stuff and future life stuff. So... the more you can give yourself permission to be powerful now in this lifetime, the more you don't have to come back and work on it anymore. Okay?
Okay.
Yep, you got it. And that, what a great end to the show. Let's all claim that, guys. I am the power of the God of me. I am the balance of masculine, feminine energy. Everywhere in my life, in every subject, in every way, I am integrated as the balance of masculine, feminine power in the creation of me. And so it is. Wow. Just feel into that for a minute. Oh, I wish we had longer. Guys, I'm saying to you from my heart, you are one of my biggest blessings in my life. I love this community so much. I admire you all for stepping up and doing this work and taking responsibility and not letting yourself off the hook for the power that you are. I just love you so much, and I just see us rising up together in this beautiful rebirth. Happy Easter, happy Passover, happy Bunny Day. Let's say it together. I love me. I love me, and I love me even more, because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.